see me, okay? You say, how would you just say that using two pronouns?
Some friends of mine are coming over to see you.
Yeah, a friend, you, let's say you and a friend, what would you say?
Oh, a friend and I will be coming to see you.
Okay, let me see, and suppose, if you knock at the door and they answer, they say, who's there?
Uh-huh.
And they know your voice.
Yeah.
Okay, and so you say it's...
Hi.
It's I. You would say it's I?
I'd say tis I.
would you more likely say it's me?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. It's I would. How does that difference strike you?
Well, on the telephone I say it's I.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
But a friend at the door I say, you know
it's
that
me.
Well, it's me. That
right.
kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the more natural.
Oh
kind
yes,
of,
I think know. It is.
I
think of trying to be proper with pronouns is the most discouraging and misleading thing in the world, because it has to be almost a natural thing,
yeah.
Which is the easiest and which is a sound. If it's the easiest for you to say, then it would sound better,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think. I don't
mm-hmm.
know. Every once in a while I go through a hassle with my friend Miss Murphy, who is proper when it comes to pronouns.
Uh-huh.
And she drives me crazy.
Yeah.
She's always saying, oh, you don't know how that sounds.
Okay. If you're comparing how tall you are, you say he's not as tall as...
I am.
Okay. And saying it again, you say I'm not as...
short as he is. I'm not as tall as he is. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Comparing how well you can do something, you say he can do it better than...
I can.
Okay. And if a man had been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, you'd say 2 miles is the...
Too much.
Yeah, okay.
Too much. Too long.
But you're talking about, if you were talking about the maximum distance, 2 miles is the what?
Too far.
Okay. Would you ever use farthest? 2 miles is the farthest? As far as?
Far as.
Okay. Let me see. Oh yeah, if something belongs to me, you would say it's
mine.
Okay, and if it belongs to someone else, it's
theirs.
Okay, and if it belongs to you, it's
mine.
Okay, and if it belongs to me, it's
yours.
Okay, and if it belongs to both of us, it's
ours.
And if it belongs to him, it's
his.
And her?
Hers.
Okay. Let me see, if no one else will do a job for someone, you might say, well, he's not going to get it done unless he better do it.
He's not going to get it done.
Well, no one else is going to do it for him, he'd better do it.
Oh, he'd better do it himself.
Okay. Now, you mentioned, now we're back to the interesting part. You mentioned bread. Let me see, what kinds of bread would you normally buy in the store? Let's start that way.
Oh, closest to homemade.
Uh-huh.
So I would go to delicatessen.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
For what I would consider the best bread, because I like it white.
Uh-huh.
But we often have rye and wheat,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
because it makes good sandwiches.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And, okay, what about... made with cornmeal.
Cornbread.
Cornbread. Okay. What about cornbread? What about that has not a kind of cornbread that has nothing in it except cornmeal and salt and water?
Hoe cakes.
Hoe cakes.
make on the top of the stove. They're just awful.
You don't like those?
No.
Okay.
Poor folks.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What about a kind that you would make in ashes?
Ashes?